The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this room.
We erupted.
Yeah. Let's see it. You got one?
I don't. I have some weird things on my body if you want to see them.
What a great opening line.
Hey, baby. Yeah. Want to see my third nipple that never fully developed? It's not that. Like, okay. So as the song was ending and we were trying to figure out what to talk about, Tori, who's in for Aaron.
Hello.
And T-Hack were discussing why. You don't just ask. Where did that question come from?
Well, I found a story. It says that women like scars on men.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Like tolerate.
It's a turn on.
No, it's a turn on.
It's like a positive. Yeah. Better to have a scar than to not.
Well, it shows you've been in battle.
Do you want? Okay, that's a no. That's you're like you don't seem like.
Somebody or I just fell out of my bed when I was eight.
Right, I have scars on my face from where a dog bit through my face.
Don't ruin my imagination of you rescuing the dragon.
Seven ninjas were coming at me.
No, you, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
This is a total side question. We're going to get back to the scars in a second. Some dude is fully manhandling you at a bar.
Okay,
doing stuff like kind of getting physical with you. Do you want your man? No, I'm going to take it back.
Okay.
He's not. He's just saying stuff to you.
Okay.
Maybe he's even saying just insults. He's not even being sexual about it.
You mean every day?
Right.
You mean Monday?
Do you want your man to intervene physically?
Oh, God. I never want violence to be
there. Just said
the scars.
You want battle scars.
Okay,
that's
you're right.
Why I'm calling
but
you
I
out.
But I want scars that from way long ago. I don't want new scars. I don't want a flesh wound of stitches.
But you,
I don't want like the butterfly band-aid.
But you, at some point in his life, he was, you want, at some point he was so unstable that he got in violent situations.
Or he was hit by a car while saving a cat. Like, you don't need to know the deets. You just need to know that that man or person's been through something and they've healed. And the strongest part of someone is where they're broken. I just think it's interesting.
Oh my God, that was beautiful, and I can't tell if she's serious.
I kind of am, but I do think that something unique about a person makes them hotter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
so, but with a scar, you kind of want the, we're like, oh, how'd you get that? It's like, I'm not getting into
you
it.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, like the guy.
You want to talk like Batman right then.
The quiet scar. Like, yeah. You'll never know.
Totally. A quiet scar. Now, I have a scar on my eyebrow, and I always want people to know. I know.
No, you don't.
It's not easy to see.
You're such an
There's
imposter.
There's a few follicles
You're like, you know who
missing.
She is? She's Vanilla Ice.
See, those scars are bad.
I don't think those were scars.
No, he razored
them in.
He razored them in.
And then tried to make up a story. Like 17 ninjas
totally.
Attacking.
Stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with some scars on my dishes.
Oh, my God. Did that just happen? You don't have. Show me where the scar is.
It's right here. And a drawer opened up wrong. It's not a great story. We can all understand that.
Okay, but can we just say, was the drawer on an armoire that was really high, or were you hammered and on
your
knees?
No, I was very little.
Oh.
And it opened and slashed the eye. But it reminds me of like Dylan from 90210. Luke Perry, he had a little one.
Mm-hmm.
The new guy from British Bake Off, he's got a great scar in his eyebrow.
Who's the new guy?
One of the bakers.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
In the current season?
I'm deeply invested in Bake Off.
I've always been jealous because Charlie Puth, he has a good eyebrow scar and he got his.
His looks fake.
Well, he claims he got it. A dog attacked him, and the same thing happened to me. That's why I'm a little skittish around dogs still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I didn't get a scar. I just got scared of dogs.
You were mentally scarred.
Yeah. Right. So are emotional scars hot?
Yeah.
That's where you say
text into 51. Do you have any other things you find? Do text into 51059. But then you have to say it. Like you would have to like. Find a reason to walk a girl by a dog park and then get all skittish and be like,
yeah.
I know chicks like scars, but mine are on the inside.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be so turned off by that.
Like there's other weird little things that people like though. Like I can't think of one off the top of my head. Like
maybe a broken nose or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good one.
Like Adrian Brody or whatever.
Right.
Has the hugest broken up schnoz.
Yeah.
Like there's something, here's a weird, for me.
But that just means you got punched. It doesn't
mean.
Or you were a hockey player. You did something to Tori's point.
Physical.
You've been in battle without being in battle. You know what I mean?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Something's happened.
If they like tattoos can be hot, but if it's the prison tattoo, you're like, ugh.
You're not gonna drop in my attention.
No,
what happened there?
No teardrops. No pen. Big pen things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like, no. I like little boobs, but that's not really a weird thing.
What about, I like it when a guy moves the girl to the other side of the street so that he walks on that side. Is that a loser? Yeah.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a must.
But you do it smoothly. You don't say anything. That's really hot. That you're like, I will walk on this side so I'll get smashed by the car.
But if a car jumps up on the
curb.
That's
on you, buddy.
You're both dead.
Talk about scars.
It doesn't help.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.